It's the story of an American held in a dark Venezuelan prison.
Then all of a sudden, they all kind of lined up. They pointed their guns at me. And this is the point where I thought, I'm going to die today.
I'm Becky Bruce. I spent a year working on Hope in Darkness, which now has more than 2 million downloads. Find it on KSLpodcast.com or wherever you listen to podcasts.
You're listening to Jeff Kaplan's Afternoon News on KSL News Radio 102.7 FM and 1160 AM.
Good afternoon. 3:30 at KSL News Radio. Jeff Kaplan here. It's partly cloudy, 93 degrees. KSL's top story. The University of Utah's police chief is leaving his post and heading for the East Coast. But he still has some beef with the U after a turbulent year on the job. KSL News Radio's Nick Wyatt has details.
Rodney Chapman will become the vice president for campus safety at Brown University in Rhode Island starting in September. He served as the University of Utah police chief for only about a year and has spent the last 7 months on administrative leave. He was accused of conducting official police business before getting his police certifications in Utah, claims which the Salt Lake County District Attorney determined to be unfounded. Before that, he had to investigate claims that a U police officer was sharing explicit photos of murdered student athletes Lauren McCluskey. He since filed a $10 million lawsuit in April, claiming the U scapegoated him for simply trying to reform some elements of the police force. Nick Wyatt, KSL News Radio.
Senator Mitt Romney is pushing for the U.S. to make a third COVID booster shot available. Senator Romney says other countries like Israel have made it available, and it's shown to dramatically reduce sickness and deaths from the Delta variant. The acting administrator of the FDA says they're looking at booster shots, but they'd need authorization first. A nationwide study to look at how to best treat COVID is in trouble. Researchers at University of Utah are leading the study, and they say they don't have enough sick people to study. KSL News Radio's Paul Nelson reports.
With the number of COVID-19 cases climbing again, researchers at the university say they still need to find the best treatments for people who come down with it. Infectious disease doctor Emily Spivak says there were volunteers taking part in this national study, but the number of volunteers dropped severely. So they need more people to volunteer to research the effects of plasma from COVID-19 survivors and how they affect people who have been recently diagnosed with it.
If you want to participate, you need to be 18 or older, recently diagnosed with COVID and show at least one symptom, but you aren't hospitalized. Some Republican leaders in Congress are now urging people to get vaccinated as this Delta variant surges across the country. Maria Chaleos is live at the KSL National News Desk.
Jeff, Senate Minority Leader Mitch McConnell speaking out on the merits of the vaccine.
It is not at all unclear that the way to avoid getting back in the hospital is to get vaccinated.
Polls show Republicans are less likely to be vaccinated than Democrats, and some Republican lawmakers have been accused of spreading misinformation. Congresswoman Marjorie Taylor Greene was recently suspended from Twitter for doing just that. It's not just the Delta variant raging through Texas. Doctors at Houston Medical are also confirming their first case of the Lambda variant, which was first detected in Peru in December. The World Health Organization has designated it a variant of interest. Senate Majority Leader Chuck Schumer is standing by his decision to hold a key vote tomorrow on a bipartisan infrastructure deal. The majority leader says the vote is simply a procedural one to begin debate as the final details are worked out. But Republicans like Senator Roy Blunt say they will not vote on a bill until it's fully written.
We're not going to vote to proceed to a bill that doesn't exist yet.
Schumer says they often vote on parts of complex bills before they are fully completed. And coming off his successful launch into space, billionaire Blue Origin founder Jeff Bezos says he's planning for two more launches this year.
We're approaching $100 million in private sales already, and the demand is very, very high.
The world's richest man was part of Blue Origin's first manned crew, which launched this morning. Live from the KSL National News Desk, I'm Maria Chaleos, KSL News Radio.
A longtime friend of former President Trump is now facing criminal charges. Billionaire real estate investor Tom Barrack is one of four people charged with acting as an agent of a foreign government.
Tom Barrack has been friends with Donald Trump since the 1980s. He ran the campaign that raised more than $100 million for Trump's inauguration. But back around 2016, federal prosecutors in Brooklyn now say Barrack was using his influence with the new president on behalf of the United Arab Emirates. Federal law requires foreign lobbyists to register their activities, which prosecutors say Barrack never did. He's also charged with obstruction of justice for allegedly lying about it to the FBI. Aaron Katursky, ABC News, New York.
So, some 200 people have died after flooding in Germany, the Netherlands, Belgium, Luxembourg. That's the latest death toll, 200. Some people say a better warning system would have made a difference. ABC's Maggie Ruley reports from Germany.
Days later, we are still seeing people caked in mud, just picking through piles of their ruined belongings. It is heartbreaking. People here calling it an absolute nightmare. And now there are questions of if this could have been avoided in the first place. Just today, the National Weather Service here announcing that 2 days prior to these floods, they announced that there were going to be disproportionate heavy rains in the area. Yet everyone we speak to says they received no warning.
Meantime, China is seeing severe flooding in one of its provinces. More than 10,000 people have been forced to evacuate in central China. One city's subway system was inundated by torrential rain, trapping passengers in waist-high floodwaters. Several parked and driving cars were also washed away. Because of the floodwater, an aluminum plant exploded, and a dam has developed a breach. KSL News Time 3:35. Ricky Meese, things aren't so crazed here in these lazy, hazy, crazy days of summer. We just have traffic to worry about, right?
We do. And I'm afraid we do have a couple of problems out there. One is in Tooele County, a vehicle fire right in the intersection of SR 36 Main Street and Erta Way in Erta. Some traffic is getting through, but all southbound lanes had been completely blocked. Ricky Meese in the KSL Traffic Center.
Thanks, Ricky. My minute of news is on the way. Next.
A stranger with a gun came upon two teens taking pictures under a rising full moon. But violence is only the beginning of this story.
Sometimes I thought, there are no miracles. Yeah, there are, and this is a big one.
I'm Amy Donaldson, and I've spent my career talking about how lives are undone by violence. The Letter is a podcast about how lives are remade. Follow The Letter at theletterpodcast.com or wherever you get your podcasts.